1914 to 1918, a dark shadow descended across the world as the First World War took place. This transformed life in Scotland, with many joining the military or serving in industries that supported Britain's war effort. Others had to deal with the loss of loved ones or accept the impact of rationing, amongst other issues. Yet in many ways, life on the home front remained as before, including football that continued to be played. This period saw multiple notable events in Celtic's history. This is the story of the Celts and the First World War. World War I began in 1914 and came to a conclusion in November 1918. It saw the death of millions of people, civilians and military alike, including at least 130,712 Scots. Many Celtic fans and players contributed to the war effort, at home and abroad. Celtic had enjoyed notable success in the early 1900s. From 1905 to 1910, the boys set a then world record for 6 in a row successive league titles. After this, their next championship win came in 1914, the last before war engulfed Europe. In the summer of 1914, the Celts went on a European tour, travelling to Germany, Austria and Hungary. As they made their journey, they witnessed numerous signs of growing military tension, including the transport of soldiers and strengthening of defences. Of course, within weeks, these countries would be at war, and some Celts, players and fans alike, would be back on the continent under very different circumstances. The most notable game of this pre-war tour was against the English side, Burnley. Both teams were their respective countries' national cup holders. Celtic had won the Scottish Cup in April 1914, beating Hibernian after a replay. That same month, Burnley beat Liverpool to claim the Claret's only FA Cup. Playing in Budapest, the two sides drew 1-1. Although the match was billed as a friendly, it was anything but. It was a very rough game with both sides suffering injuries and threats of violence throughout. This meant the destination of the trophy that was being played for wasn't settled. Instead, a replay took place in Burnley in September 1914, which the Celts went on to win 2-1. Despite their victory, the boys didn't actually get any sort of prize until 1988. The trophy was lost amidst war, being sold off for charity. But in Celtic's 1988 centenary season, Hungarian side Ferencváros made up for this by presenting Celtic with a commemorative vase. Scottish football changed a lot during the Great War. The Scottish League continued, but the Scottish Cup and international games were scrapped. Players' wages were reduced and later capped at £1 per week. And there were also restrictions on when games could be played, with Saturdays and holidays being the only acceptable times. Until 1916, there was no conscription in the British Army. Men had to volunteer to fight. There were national campaigns to persuade British men to join the military. This included millions of posters, newspaper articles, and, of course, the impact of peer pressure. Football was at the heart of these recruitment campaigns, including events at Celtic Park. The boys' ground was witness to parades, loudspeaker announcements, posters, and even bomb displays on the pitch. Many players signed up too, and this was used to encourage fans and others to do likewise. There was a controversy around this. Although it is easy now to think that the entire country backed the war effort, this was not always the case. Many people saw the fighting as a capitalist conflict, one that would see young working class men killed for no reason. Indeed, there were public protests against this in Glasgow and elsewhere in Scotland and Britain. One estimate says that 53 former or current Celtic players fought in World War I. This included Willie Angus, who was awarded the Victoria Cross, and Frank Kelly, who died post-war in France. Other Celts were killed during the fighting, including Peter Johnson, Robert Craig, and Lee Roos. At home, Celtic men played part of the war effort here. This meant that players could continue to play football whilst working in jobs such as shipyards and mines that were an essential part of Britain's war work. One notable example was the shipyard worker Patsy Gallagher. He at one point was banned from playing for 8 games as punishment for being late for work. However, arguably the most famous football link with the war concerns Hearts. Many of their team joined the so-called Macrae's Battalion, which was set up in Edinburgh by a former MP, in the hopes that many of the Tynecastle's club's fans and others would do the same. 7 of these players died during the war. Season 1914-15 began on the 15th of August 1914, 11 days after Britain had joined the First World War. There was debate about whether or not football should be played during the fighting, but in the end the government decided to not ban the sport. In the opening match, Celtic lost 2-0 to Hearts, but by the end of the season, the boys were champions, as well as claiming the Charity Cup. Season 1915-16 was another successful footballing experience for Celtic. They added two further trophies to their honours, the Glasgow Cup and Charity Cup. The Hoops also won the league, but did so in very unusual circumstances. Due to fixture congestion at the end of the season, Celtic had to play two games on the same day, the 15th of April 1916, if they wanted to claim the title. The first match of the day was at home, with Celtic easily overcoming Raith Rovers by 6-0. The team then faced a rush journey to Fir Park, where they beat Motherwell 2-1, meaning that once again, Celtic were the champions. Celtic's 1916-17 season had a very similar look to the previous year. The boys retained the league title, which was their fourth in a row, including pre-war. They also triumphed in the Glasgow Cup and Charity Cup. During the war, a charity game was held each year between the title winners and a Scottish League select. This raised funds for various causes connected to the conflict, including to support Belgian refugees that had fled their homes after Germany's invasion. As title winners in 1915, 1916 and 1917, Celtic played three times in this fixture, which was held at Hampden Park. The boys' only victory came in 1915, thanks to a Jimmy McCall goal. However, there was another more notable and poignant figure on the pitch that day. Peter Johnson played for the Celts more than 200 times. He won numerous competitions, including the 1915 and 1916 titles. However, in 1916, he joined the army and was later sent to France. The 1917 Battle of Arras in northern France led to hundreds of thousands of casualties, including Johnson, and he is buried near the site of the fighting. In the last full season of the war, 1917-18, Celtic didn't win the title, losing out to Rangers on the final day. The boys had started the day level on points with the Ibrox side, but could only draw as Rangers won to claim their first title since 1913. However, Celtic did win the Charity Cup, and also went on to win a special war-related tournament as well. Throughout the war, there was numerous charity games held. This wasn't simply to support good causes, but it was also to try and deflect the criticisms of those who felt that football should not be played at home whilst people were dying abroad. In 1918, a special war fund shield aimed to raise money for military charities. 8 teams from the west of Scotland took part, and it saw Celtic overcome Queen's Park and then Clydebank to reach the final. This match was played at Hampden Park on the 4th of May 1918. It saw a strong Celtic team beat Morton 1-0, thanks to a Patsy Gallagher goal. Season 1918-19 had an unusual experience. It started under the cloud of war, but finished in peacetime. World War I ended on the 11th of November 1918. And then in May 1919, Celtic went to Somerset Park on the last day of the season and emerged as champions. This was also the last season when there was no Scottish Cup, which had been cancelled owing to the war. As winners in 1914, Celtic were still the holders of this prize. There were various other Celtic stories connected to the war as well. Glasgow took in a huge influx of Belgian refugees that were fleeing the conflict. As well as playing games to raise funds for them, homeowners across Scotland were encouraged to give space to these exiles. Celtic boss Willie Maley was amongst those that took in Belgians to his house in Glasgow's West End. Another story relates to women's football. Nowadays, this is growing in popularity, and Celtic's women's team often play at Celtic Park. Women's football was also played during the war and could attract big crowds, notably sides such as the English team Dick Kerr Ladies. In fact, so popular was this sport that the English FA later banned women from playing in men's grounds, worrying that they would become too big a rival. In March 1918, a notable women's game took place on Celtic's pitch. England faced Scotland, with the teams made up of munitions workers. Celtic Park was chosen given its proximity to Beardmore's Iron and Steelworks, which was near Parkhead. The English women won 4-0 on a day which also included artillery displays and an aerial flypast as well. When the war guns fell silent in November 1918, the world could breathe a sigh of relief. although this cessation of fighting lasted for little more than two decades. But although the conflict was over for now, it did not mean the war's effects and tragedies were forgotten. After the war, there were various actions taken to remember the dead. Local war memorials were built in towns, schools, and other locations across the country. There was also plans made for a national war memorial. Building such a monument would be expensive, so various efforts were made to secure the necessary money. In one action, Celtic went to Tynecastle on the 22nd of May 1920 to play a fundraising game for this. Boys beat Hearts 2-0 due to goals from Adam McLean and Tommy McAnally, and £760 was raised. The Scottish National War Memorial was eventually housed at Edinburgh Castle and officially opened in 1927. It was built to remember World War I dead and later World War II as well. However, like the Poppy, it has become more contentious due to the fact it now commemorates all of Scotland's war dead, not simply those that fell in the Great War. In recent years, the issue of Celtic and war events has become more controversial, partly due to some fans opposing British actions out with the two world wars, not least in Ireland and the Middle East. However, in the aftermath of World War I, there was no such debate. Everyone's lives had been affected by the fighting, and few families had not suffered some level of tragedy. This was true for Celtic as well, with many fans and some players making the ultimate sacrifice. Despite the events of war, the Scottish game continued during the conflict. This was partly to give those at home a sense of normality, and those at the front something to distract them from the horrors of battle. Each week after Celtic's games, Willie Maley always made sure the club's results were telegraphed to the War Office so soldiers could keep up with their team at home. Celtic were closely connected to the events of World War I. Whether this is about tragedy and memorial for those that died, or in celebrating the club's on-field successes of the era, it is a significant period in Celtic's history. If you want to learn more about the boys' history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X or Blue Sky. You can also take part in a free Celtic walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.